Brother Eddie, this is Armand Tatro up in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Just calling to let you know I'm blessed by you. And I'm calling with a word of knowledge the Lord's put upon my heart. And that's, we need to encourage our pastors. Church folk, in today's days, we're seeing so many that are compromising the Word of God. We see so many that are turning soft on sin. We've got a day where the Lord is drawing nigh. He's going to be with us soon, and we need to make right the Word of God. We need to keep our pastors built up and in prayer. We need to pray for them. We need to love on them. And we need to be out there doing the work. We need to be sharing the Word of God. We need to be out there saving lives for the kingdom. He's almost ready to come back. And there's so many preachers that are turning away from the gospel. They're giving out the tickling ears that it's Paul speaks about in the book of Timothy. There are pastors out there that are saying, well, there's many ways to God. And there ain't. We know it. We know the Word of God. We know the truth of that Word. So, just calling to encourage you, brother. Just calling to share that the Lord is good, that He loves me, you. And let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for the world. And let's keep our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted overseas. I believe that the Muslims are being used as a tool to bring about the ends of days, the ends of the church age. There's a lot of evil that they're doing to our brothers and sisters. Let's raise them up. Revelations 20, I believe it's verse 4, it says, behold, before the throne there were those who lost their head for Christ's sake. And we're seeing those people created before our eyes. Let's praise God that they're holding strong. And let's pray for those who are being given the choice today whether or not they're going to lose their head or lose their eternal life. Let's pray that they'll have the strength to hold on to Jesus Christ. God bless you all.